There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Yes, the doctor is in with a very, very exciting announcement for Advanced Medicine listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Batar, Mango for Health, are you telling me it's open right now?
We opened it up earlier than we had said. We opened it up about an hour ago only for our patients and our listeners of the Advanced Medicine Show, Advanced Medicine Monday Show.
Nice.
And so It's already starting to crank, and we've got emails coming in, and, I mean, people are very, very excited already. We've already had some excellent feedback, and, yeah, it's accessible, and it's ready to go.
So if you're listening live, you can plug it in right now, or if you're after the fact, go ahead, go there, mango4health, the number 4health.com, and the access code for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, exclusive to you, is 1358-1358, and it'll get you in. It'll ask you some questions. You got to agree to the private rules of the club to get in, but it'll be worth it because the things you'll learn and we'll be able to tell you, we can't tell you on the air in a public forum.
I'm very, very excited about this, Robert, because this platform is something that we will use for other pieces of information that we want to put out there. I know that Ty's already talked to me about that, with some of the things he's doing, and I'm hoping that people are going to see the benefit. In fact, our goal is that, and this is my personal goal, I've already put it out to my staff and anybody else that's going to be using the IADFW going through this portal, is that we will strive to exceed the expectations of everybody that's coming through here.
You're going to be able to access not only information, but technologies, different things that are just so extraordinary. And that's why the organization name, or club name, if you will, is the International Association for a Disease-Free World, IADFW. And it's a private member-only association. That is the necessity in order to have full-on freedom of speech on the issues that are important to you in terms of bringing that power to heal back to you where it belongs. And Dr. Batar has been helping us do that for many years. This is the activation, full-on activation of that next level.
That's exactly right, Robert. So for everybody, the code that Robert just gave you, use that code. That's the only thing that you need. Go to mango4health.com, and you will have access to everything beyond that point. It's really up to you if you take action now from this point. We've given you all the resources. We've provided all the information. The only thing that's now left is you taking action.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Extraordinary. And now, you're going to be asked a lot of questions. You've got to agree to them. And none of them are about taking your firstborn child. I promise this is all about the, you know, your belief in the freedom that you're entering this voluntarily. All of the things that are necessary to make a space for all of us to be able to communicate with one another without being in the public domain, so we are not restricted in what we can speak to each other about and how we can reveal truths and facts that certain entities do not want you to know or hear about.
Yeah, and I think, Robert, this is something that is probably problematic in not only the health field, but probably in other fields as well. Predominantly, the health field is, I think, probably the biggest impact that it has, but it's probably in other fields, too. There's information that is not readily accessible, or at least, let's just look at politics, for example. There's information
right
out there that's just not readily accessible to everybody. There's only the information that the media wants to put out, or the media will let out, or the powers that be will let the media put out. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. And there's, even though we live in the information age, there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of propaganda out there. There's a lot of marketing messages that dilute the actual essence of a message, or marketing messages that have a agenda that may not be most beneficial for you, or may actually be highly suspect. And, you know, we just don't know all those different components. We do know this, though, that many times it's not just the information that you get. Sometimes it's the information that you are not allowed to get that creates the problem. And that's really what this solution is going to provide, is to be able to get the information that you were not able to access previously. Perfect example is informed consent. There's a very significant emphasis put in the medical profession about getting informed consent. And you have to have all these different things that are covered in informed consent. However, they don't have the non-conventional options listed there because they don't construe that as being part of informed consent, even though informed consent implies that you have been given all the options. But they, on purpose, leave that portion out. And by leaving that portion out, it is doing the individual a great disservice because they are not really getting true informed consent. So the information that is purposely being left out often is the most crucial information. And this vehicle will now allow individuals to get that portion, that information, that portion that was eliminated previously.
Right. And does that include the particular technology I'm thinking of that people will be able to access that we can't really talk too much about it outside of the club?
Well, this actually is, when they go in, there will be four different resources that they can actually access. One of them will be the technology aspect. Another one will be something that Mike Adams on Natural News wrote about a few years back. I won't go into details, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two are readily accessible now. But pretty much in the next 6 months, I anticipate almost 20 different websites with information that will be highly protected and reserved just for the members of the IADFW.
Yeah, right. Outside of the public domain. Again, that's the critical part here. In other words, well, let's say, you know, and people know I don't sell anything on the air, so I'm much more free in what I can say and do say. Anybody that sells a product, a substance, or offers a service, suddenly they're in the public domain, and then the authorities, state, federal, say, no, you can't do that. You can't say that. And they come down, and they basically restrict your freedom to speak clearly and communicate freely, which is what I perceive our audience here respects and appreciates. They want more of that. And this is a portal that gives you access to that very directly.
Absolutely. In fact, the very first thing Robert says is access to this website is only available to private members of the IADFW. We're sorry, but we are closed to the public. Membership is by invitation only. If you have been invited to join by an existing member, enter your invitation code below. And that's the reason that the listeners of the show have access, because you and I are both members.
Right. Correct. And that is the way this is working. So, again, if it's a foreign concept to you, you don't understand why this is happening. Once you plug in, and as I said, the invitation code allows you to get a lifetime membership for a buck, basically, where normally it would be $99 a year. So it's just so extraordinary what the return on that investment will be. I will leave it at that. But I'm so excited. I did not know we were going to open it tonight early. And so take advantage of that in the moment. While we're on commercial break, whatever, we still got a few minutes in this segment. And we've got, I know a lot of times you're so busy, you probably don't read any of the emails I send you until we're after we're already on the air. But I did send you a question of the day that came through, and I thought it would be a good one to start with.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, so Robin Sherman sent this, a link to a story about the disruption of the gut integrity, the gut ecology, the microbiome, and the ASD that would manifest. And they did experiments by injecting basically vaccines, if you will, into pregnant rats or mice, and they found out, oh my gosh, these rats were suffering from ASD right from the get-go. And, you know, basically they're talking about, you know, hyper-stimulating the immune system, corrupting the immune system, and yet they don't see the reference point back to the shots. Now, that's phase one of the comment. The question comes to ask you specifically. He says, also, can you pretty please ask Dr. Bitar to explain what in the world they are testing for when they measure the hepatitis C RNA? Because I read Liam Sheff's book, Official Stories, where they say they haven't really isolated these things. These are nonspecific cross-reactive tests. Even PCR gets a faint echo of some genetic material from unknown sources and says, oh, that's the cause, when they can't even find it. And so it's another aspect of modern medicine trying to do razzle-dazzle on people.
Yep, that's very true. What does it say? You are an inspiration, no birth certificate, and even some understanding about Libya?
Yeah, they're referring, because occasionally I throw out some of the things that I don't go into great detail about. You know, about I've talked about kids don't require birth certificates to prove that they're alive. And, I talked about Libya, the reason why. And we've talked about this on the air, Dr. Bitar, about how Gaddafi was going to basically pull off the petrodollar and go back to gold. And they said, not so fast. And they took him out. They took out the whole country after that.
Right. Actually, I know that you and I have talked about that on the air, but I mean, I know you and I have talked about it. I just don't remember what we've talked about on the air or off the air.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot that's mixed up in that. But, yes, I think we did, in fact, mention that on the air. And so this guy or Robin, I don't know if a guy or a gal, not saying, but very much appreciates our willingness to go there, which we'll even be able to go farther off the record, so to speak, on the record in the private association. But I guess in this point, you know, when you're not duped by this stuff anymore. Like, we all have been duped at one point in our life by the razzle-dazzle of technology, and then we see through it one day and we go, my goodness, they were smoking us.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the razzle-dazzle effect, is that they do that intentionally to cause confusion, because they count on people saying, oh, wait a second, this is too complicated, I don't understand what they're trying to say. Okay, well, I'm sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing to protect us, and let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it's that huge illusion that we've talked about, Robert, before, you know, the Democrat-Republican fight, or the, mm-hmm. you know, right or left, or the breast cancer.
The pink ribbon campaign.
Right, exactly. Or Angelina Jolie and her, the resection of her breast, and all these other, you know, these are all things that are done for drama, to create an illusion. Whether or not she actually had the surgery or not, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the mm-hmm. fact that they're blaming it on a gene, or blaming it on a marker, or blaming it on this or that, rather than the real issue, which is toxicity, and rather than addressing the fact of all the pollution that's going into our food systems, the genetically modified organisms that are changing the configuration and the morphological characteristics of the very food that we're eating, and thus causing a disruption in our own DNA, et cetera, et cetera. These are the types of mm-hmm. things that it's that razzle and dazzle. Let's confuse
yeah.
them. They won't know the difference, and we can kind of then have the sheeple go in the direction.
Yeah. Whoa, Patrick, you blasted the bumper music in our ears like nothing. Anyway, we're going to go to break now. Thank you, Patrick. It is Advanced Medicine, medicalrewind.com. One of the easiest ways to get the hundreds of hours of fantastic, life-changing, empowering information. Remember, the international best-selling book by Dr. Bitar, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as well. Mango, 4, the number 4, health.com, code 1358.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the floodgates open officially. You can register now. International Association for Disease-Free World, IADFW. How do you do it? You go to Mango4Health, the number 4health.com, and your invitation code, because it's a private association. You don't get in without knowing somebody. And because you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine, our medical rewind each and every week here with Dr. Bitar, you know somebody's. And you can get in. 1358 is the code, 1358, and it'll access you to a whole lot of information that, as I said, we can't reveal in the public domain. Okay, that's all we're going to say for the moment. We'll get back to that. Now, there's a great article here off of Natural News, and this is right in your wheelhouse, Dr. Bitar. Headline, dementia now striking people in their 40s as mercury from vaccines causes slow degenerative brain damage. Now, we can ask the question, why isn't this, you know, a mainstream kind of regular newspaper headline? Because that would be, you could substantiate it for, you know, days and days and days. You wouldn't run out of substantiation. But it's good to see it somewhere. And I want to remind everybody about goodgopher.com, the new search engine, because that'll get you the things that are not corrupted by Big Pharma. Google, they won't give you this kind of link. But we've got it here. What do you think? This is a nice article.
Well, I have not read it yet. And I can't comment on that, but I will tell you that I believe Google will be coming around soon, sooner rather than later. I think they're already starting to come around, believe it or not. And I can't tell you exactly why I'm saying that, but Robert, I think you already know, and there's certain things that are happening.
Well, they're going to have to, or they're losing people by the day, because if you try to do any kind of disease search and you want a natural medicine or remedy as an option, you have to go 40 pages in to find anything before it gets to it, because the first pages are trashing anything natural.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that's going to be something that let's put it this way. There is an event taking place tomorrow at Mountain View, California, which is the headquarters of Google.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry Page, the founder of Google, has been affected by something that he was able to get a benefit from naturally. And I'm not going to go into too many details, but anyway, the book, The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, we're actually a sponsor of this event that's taking place at Google, and they have a lot of interest. I can't go into a lot of details right now, but they appear to have a lot of interest in giving people a balanced perspective of natural health and many of these other components that have been basically either minimized or
attacked, suppressed, denigrated, etc. You know that. And this is exciting if that's indeed happening. And of course, we knew eventually it would, because the very people that run the world, so to speak, you know, eventually their children and their grandchildren are being damaged, if not themselves being damaged, and they find, well, there's no solution for me in modern medicine, yet everything they focus on, the bias of Wikipedia, is all about modern medicine, pharmaceutical patent medicine. So inevitably, I agree, it's going to change, it's going to shift, but we're not waiting around for it at the same time. Now, this article refers to researchers from Bournemouth University in England, published in the journal Surgical Neurology International, and they say these diseases, neurological degradation, are almost epidemic at this point. And so, you know, it's increasing. When you say people in their 40s, right, 40s with dementia, it's, well, 40 people in their 40s are older than they ever were before, right? Didn't used to be this way.
Yeah, when you look at modern medicine and you look at all the improvements that we have from hygiene and from conveniences, and we've talked about trauma medicine and some of the new advances in technology and how we can keep people alive longer and, you know, cryotherapy and many of these other, like transplants and all these different things that we can do now, it doesn't make any sense why people are having dementia early on, unless the key operative issue has been ignored, which we know it has been, because it's the underlying toxicity we're talking about. So this could actually be, in my world, in your world, this could be a moment of duh, like, okay, tell me something I don't know, but of course, for, you know, the mainstream, this is something that probably would not be construed as a moment of doubt. But is it surprising that people with getting all these vaccines, there's earlier onset of dementia? I mean, I can show you footage, Robert. In fact, we've probably got it from 5 years ago, but I've got footage from 15 years ago when I, in fact, testified before. That was 11 years ago when I testified in front of Congress. I told Congress.
Yep, you did.
That this is going to be an issue, that we're going to have more and more people, the younger population that is going to be affected by
exactly. Well, we'll continue this discussion on the other side of this break. Journal of Alzheimer's Disease even acknowledges the mercury link. Yeah, they did. We'll be back.
Wow.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's Advanced Medicine. You know it is Medical Rewind. You can go to medicalrewind.com to update on hundreds of hours of time together that we've spent with Dr. Roger Bitaro, author of the international best-selling book, The Nine Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Also featured in the quest, the global quest continues, the quest for the cure. And, of course, that's with our good buddy TMB Ty Bollinger. Remember, Mangle for Health, it's open now. If you're listening even after the fact, we're not shutting this thing down. You can join, but you have to have an invitation code. This is a private membership only scenario. Mango for Health, Mango and the number 4, health.com. 1358, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, you are invited. 1358 is the code when you get there. and read through it. You agree to the principles of the club. You're in, and you're going to get access to things that are just absolutely extraordinary. Now, Dr. Batar, we were talking about the mercury issue. Great article on Natural News about this. Of course, you know, it's been something that you've not only studied so well, but clinically you've seen the reversals by pulling the mercury out of these people. We talked about this dementia study saying in their 40s, younger and younger ages being impacted by dementia like Alzheimer's. Journal of the Alzheimer's Disease in 2010, researchers reviewed 100 prior experimental and clinical studies looking at the effects of mercury on cells, animals, and humans. They found that long-term mercury exposure produced many of the same changes seen in Alzheimer's disease, including confusion and impairments to memory and cognitive function.
Yep. No surprise there at all.
Yeah. What's surprising is that the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease published it, and yet all of the Alzheimer's research, for the most part, through NIH, et cetera, not looking into mercury causes necessarily, but looking into drugs and vaccines.
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring this up because the journal, International Journal of, it's the International Journal of Alzheimer's?
It just says Journal of Alzheimer's Disease.
Okay. I believe it's the Journal of Alzheimer's also that did the study that was published probably 15 years ago about APOE, which is a genetic marker that's traditionally associated with cardiovascular disease, but APOE, you get a 2, 3, or 4 from your mother and 2, 3, or 4 from your father, and 4-4, having a 4-4 polymorphism is highly associated with the inability to excrete mercury, and they found an incidence of Alzheimer's in patients that had a 4-4 to be exponentially higher and statistically very significant. They can almost use the APOE as a predictive value of the chances of a person getting Alzheimer's, and it was all discussed that the APOE is actually defining the inability of the body to excrete, or at least one of the pathways of the inability of the body to excrete. So if this is the same journal, which I'm pretty sure it is, they've already shown a propensity for publishing the truth, and they're not really motivated by the agenda of the ones that don't want anything to do with mercury, because you know that certain journals will never publish anything to do with mercury. Dr. Burnoff and myself submitted an article to JAMA after a response to call for papers for childhood diseases that had no known cure to submit papers on those types of issues. So we submitted a paper on autism, and he even told me, he said, listen, we've talked a little bit too much about mercury. Let's back it down a little bit. We had 172 different references, 177 references, and it was basically called the oxidative stress in the autistic patient population. And, you know, we probably removed mercury 90% from the paper, and they still didn't publish it. And here's what, this is what happened. This is how I know that there's a bias, Robert. We submit the paper on a Sunday night after all the criteria were met, and on a Sunday night now, on a Monday morning, we get a response from the journal, which is the JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, saying, after peer review, your paper has been found not to meet the criteria of publication. And their peer review process, which is published on their website, is three independent doctors review the paper. Now, you're telling me from Sunday night at midnight when we submitted the paper to Monday morning at 8 o'clock that they found three clinical researchers or physicians that reviewed that paper and found that it did not meet the criteria for publication? BS. That was...
What they would do is they just have to search for the word mercury. If it appears once, they reject it. That's how they did it.
They didn't even do that. They have scanners that scan now, and if it's a mercury paper, boom, it gets eliminated. So I'm sure that three doctors sitting there from midnight to 8 o'clock in the morning reviewing papers, it was just a computer that scans it and boom, kicks it out.
Here's another article. Headline reads, from abortions to vaccines to chemotherapy, how modern medicine is steeped in a culture of death and denial. I mean, it's not a happy title, but, you know, I've often talked about the culture of death that surrounds allopathic medicine. We thought Superdon coined a new phrase, but he found somebody had been using the term allopathetic, you know, in relation to what this medicine is, what it's become, as opposed to the highlights of intervention and crises and putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. But outside of that, it's really embraced a culture of death where it's dehumanized people, and they become the disease, they become a number, they become a statistic.
Yeah, it is a very sad thing, but I got to write that word down. Say that again.
Allopathetic. Allopathetic.
Yeah. Like
yeah. We had a listener last week come up with the term pathopathic, you know, because it's like such a disease of a disease, this allopathic medicine. And then Superdon said, what about allopathetic? That sounds pretty appropriate, doesn't it? Yes, it does. But we had never heard that before, so we've been utilizing it appropriately, especially going after the skeptics who have never met, a heavy metal that they didn't want to inject into children and claim it had no harm after doing so.
Yeah, yeah. I think that this point that you bring up, it's one of those validations of what we've said, that more and more people are becoming aware, and just the coined use of these new words. I like them because they're very descriptive, and mm-hmm. it paints a very accurate picture in your mind if you kind of think about it.
Yeah, well, it does, and we have to, when we talk about a headline like that, which sounds so foreboding and dark and heavy, but when you realize the peer-reviewed journals have even acknowledged the rate of death due to iatrogenesis, if you will, or iatrogenic causes, medicine caused, if you will, it becomes not the third, second, but the first leading cause of death, all told, outpacing cancer and heart disease, although we do know a lot of the cancer and heart disease can also be caused by the medicines that are being given for those diseases. So you can't clearly say it's heart disease that killed somebody when in fact it was the stent and the drugs that they were on.
Yeah, and we've covered that so many times now where I think about 6 months ago, remember we covered that story about the patients that were dying, that had cancer and that were treated with chemotherapy, but then later on had to deal with having heart attacks because of the extent of damage secondary to the chemo that they'd had to the myocardium. And there's many different situations like this, even patients getting recurrences of cancer based upon the chemo or the radiation that they were exposed to that caused a new type of cancer to be formed. And of course, the first thing is when you're dealing with conventional treatment, their underlying cause has never been addressed, so there's no way of really knowing whether the environment was the same and allowed for another cancer to sprout up, or was it the treatment that allowed a new cancer to sprout up because it suppressed the immune system even further. But the point is that many of these treatments that we know that are, even mainstream medicine knows, are detrimental, because if for example chemotherapy was not thought to be detrimental, then why do the people handle it with hazmat gear on?
Hazmat suits, exactly, yes.
Or radiation. If radiation was not thought to be destructive, then why do we wear lead when we go in, lead aprons, and why do we have the meters that are measuring the amount of radiation exposure that the technicians and the doctors, the radiologists have been exposed to? So even modern medicine recognizes these things. But the problem is that by recognizing it, it's almost like where Judy Gerberding said, it's not that we don't think that mercury is dangerous. It's not that we're saying that it's not safe. It's not that we're saying that it's safe. We're just saying that we don't believe that it is in sufficient quantities to cause these problems. And this comes back to, again, think of a freaking match. How much mm-hmm. of a match has to be lit on fire to cause a massive forest fire that destroys hundreds of thousands of acres? It's one match. It's one little spark that initiates that fire. And that's the part that they didn't get. They think it's a volume issue. It's not. It's a cascade issue. It's a threshold function. Once it's initiated, it becomes like a domino effect, and it causes rampant destruction. And modern medicine hasn't figured out that it's the spark concept that causes the forest fire. It's not, it's a spark, so it's only going to cause one little corner of a piece of paper.
Yeah, you assume that it's in a damp, moist rainforest where no fire can start. No, the mercury is already in there. You injected it, and you said it wasn't enough to do anything. Right? Of course, even though the peer-reviewed journals will all say, well, look how dangerous it is, but the cognitive dissonance is very deep. Now, I've called for many years for a separation of medicine and state, and people, kind of laughing, oh, that's cute, separation, because people say, separation of church and state, right? We don't want a theocracy. We want to have the freedom to practice our religion as we perceive it and believe it to be. Same thing, though, needs to apply to medicine, separation of medicine and state. And I think I come back to Mango for Health and the new association that's being formed, and it's open now, International Association for Disease-Free World, IAADFW. You go to Mango and the number 4health.com. The code for invitation for you to get in, 1358, 1358. And this, we're not waiting around is the point I want to bring up here. So a lot of people say, well, we got to vote, a bum out, put a new bum in, and hopefully this bum is a little better, right? No, we're not waiting for that.
I like that, put a new Obama in.
Yeah, well, he's less of a bum until he becomes more of a bum, or she, I don't know. But I mean, they start out nice, they promise you things, and very often, with rare exception, they get corrupted into it. So the point is, we're not waiting. If you're waiting for the medical Godot, Dr. Godot, where are you? You're never coming. So we're creating this in order to step outside of that realm of limitation. And that's the point of being the cause in your life rather than the effect of everything that's gone on prior.
Yeah, I agree with that, Robert. I agree with that statement. And I think that I can only tell you that today's probably not a good day for me to, today's a fantastic day. Today's not a good day for me to actually try to express to you what I'm feeling because I'm in a state of euphoria right now. And so when you're bringing up these things, I'm just getting off the high. I just had two children that were two of the toughest cases. Well, not both of them. One of them was one of the toughest cases I've dealt with. And the child wouldn't say anything, wouldn't talk to me. And the mom and dad were saying, hey, you said you want to say something to Dr. Bitar. So I just said, do you want to go and talk to me in private? And he said, he nodded his head, yes. I go into a private room just with him, and this kid just talked to me about so many different things. Told me that, do you know what Santa's getting me? And do you know what? I went to Kara Wednesday. He's a kid from Ireland. And so we've got the crew over here that's doing this documentary on Mercury, and they actually interviewed the family. They were just talking about all these different things. And so I'm in a very, very positive state of mind right now.
All right.
On a drug high. So when you bring up some of these points just now, it's almost overwhelming what I want to tell people. Uh-huh. It's almost like a verbal vomit. You want to tell people things. But
well, listen, and if there's going to be a hangover, we want to prevent it. And, you know, when we come back, we've got a triple header moment of duh just for Dr. Bitar. We'll have fun with this. Stick with us.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines as we wrap up today's Advanced Medicine Medical Rewind. Go to Mango 4 Health, and if you're not sure how to do that, go to robertscottbell.com in the show notes. All week, you've been seeing it. The links are there. Mango, the number 4health.com, and your invitation code, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, 1358. It's all there if you forget it, if you didn't write it down, if we said it not enough times, just go there. You'll know how to do it, and it's open to be part of this association. To reveal things we can't reveal on the air. Dr. Batar, so exciting tonight. And I know you were almost rendered speechless as we were going to break there.
Yeah, actually I was.
Well, you know, this leads to a perfect segue, so to speak. And we do it from time to time when we see scientific reports that, you know, I don't know who pays for it. We hope that U.S. taxpayers aren't, but oftentimes they are. They lead to things that are so absurdly, patently right there in your face that you wonder why they had to do a study. And that's why we call it today's...
Excuse me.
And that's not what we call it. I'm going to try that again if I can get the audio clip open. And now I'm rendered speechless. How did that happen? That's funny.
Don does that normally.
Yeah, I know, but he had to take off for a moment to take care of some stuff because you wouldn't believe what he's doing behind the scenes. But here, let me try that again. It's time for today's...
Moment of Dawn.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Dawn brought to you by It's Live Radio, if you were wondering. It really is live. And the question about alcohol. It's been many years since I've drunk it, but there's one surefire way to prevent a hangover. A study has confirmed it. Dr. Batar, can you imagine what this might be?
I don't know what it could be. This is about the alcohol, the consumption of alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. One surefire way to prevent a hangover, according to this study.
Well, I think that if I went and asked some of my fraternity brothers from 20 years ago, they would have probably said, drink more alcohol.
Yeah, the hair of the dog. No. Wrong answer, of course.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's a more obvious answer. Like maybe
yeah, it is.
Drink
it is.
Alcohol?
Don't drink. Exactly. You've nailed it. We didn't even need a study. Dr. Bitar nailed it. Don't drink. Just don't drink the first cup. No. You don't drink it. You don't have the hangover. Now, having said that, Dr. Bitar, I think you would confirm this. You know, even though there's an acute liver toxicity or congestion that occurs from alcohol consumption, we can talk about liver congestion leading to hangover from any number of things, not just alcohol.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because alcohol, yeah. When a person consumes alcohol, what happens is that there's a conversion of that alcohol partially into formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is embalming fluid. And it's the reason it's so detrimental is because it creates a burden on our filter system, because the liver is like a filter of the body. So you're blocking the filter mechanism, or you're impeding the filter mechanism. And are there other substances that will also impede the filter in your body? Of course there are. So it's not just alcohol. There are other things that can create the same problem, and some of them can be very detrimental. And, in fact, the most common form of toxicity to the liver that we find is something that everybody, pretty much everybody, has taken sometime in their life, and that's Tylenol, over-the-counter.
Right.
With more Tylenol overdose liver failures due to Tylenol overdose than any other form of liver injury.
Please,
in emergency medicine.
Don't take Tylenol if you have a hangover from alcohol, because you know you're hammering your liver with triple the force, and that's not good. Now, this is a triple play moment of duh. There's a secondary study here. Caffeine actually may combat fatigue. Wait, did they know that it was an adrenal stimulant? It can temporarily do that if your adrenals are functioning. But still, they're really figuring this thing out. I think this was just for golfers, because they said it can take a stroke or two off of your handicap as well for concentration purposes.
Well, yeah, I don't know who funds these studies, but you know, you'd wonder like what is. I don't even know, Robert. I don't even know.
Just send the money to us. We already know the answer. We'll give you half price.
There you go.
By the way, the last moment of duh, healthy workplace tied to fewer obese young workers. No, we thought it was an unhealthy workplace that would result in that. Oh, my goodness. Well, Dr. Bitar, you don't have to speak anymore. You can rest. And with all the excitement going on, we get lots of people signed on to the association tonight and tomorrow.
Well, I hope so, and that thing's already happening. I just got an email saying a lot happened.
Right, and it's because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves.
Dallas with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.